The Indiana state budget passed through the state Senate this morning. As WFHB correspondent Graham Capito reports, the two-year budget includes increases for the beleaguered Department of Child Services.
Indiana's nearly $34.5 billion state budget was approved today by the state Senate. Indiana works on a biennial budget, meaning every 2 years the state legislature votes on allocating billions of dollars to the state's general fund. The 2020 to 2021 budget is nearly $3 billion more than the budget approved for this year and last year. It comes with a requested increase in funding for the Department of Child Services. The proposed increase comes as the number of children in out-of-home care continues to rise year after year. DCS's funding will increase roughly by a quarter in the next fiscal year, thanks to the new proposed budget. Along with an increase in funding, the legislature passed a measure regulating the caseload for DCS family case managers. The bill also increased the time a caseworker can spend with each case. The changes in funding and policy reflect the growing number of cases DCS has encountered in recent years. An assessment of DCS by the Child Welfare Policy and Practice Group reported a nearly 90% increase in the number of children in out-of-home child care from 2005 to 2017. That study cited the nationwide opioid crisis as a major contributor to the increase in children in state custody. Indiana is among the states hit hardest by the opioid crisis. Former Department of Child Services Director Mary Beth Bonaventura also cited the opioid crisis as a major burden for the agency. In her public resignation letter to Governor Eric Holcomb in 2017, Bonaventura also cited budgetary concerns and the strain of caseloads faced by the agency. The two-year budget bill, House Bill 1001, passed its third reading in the Senate today. The bill will now need to be reconciled with a similar Senate budget bill in conference committee over the next couple weeks. Once those bills are reconciled in conference committee, a final budget will be sent to Governor Holcomb to sign. For WFHB, I'm Graham Capito.